One of the main reasons I started my podcast and my recently launched app, Upward, is to take on the personal development industry and redefine how we approach making changes in our lives. Here's one thing that we need to rethink: celebrating our wins. Now, on the surface, this is a good thing. It's certainly better than not celebrating at all, but I'd argue that it's not good enough. Think about it. What is the purpose of celebrating? Sure, we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor, but another reason we celebrate is to reinforce behavior. We did something good, and we want that to keep happening, so like any habit, we reward it. But when we celebrate our wins, what exactly are we rewarding? In today's show, we talk about why celebrating your wins might not be the most effective way to create change in your life. Stay tuned.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What if you could go through every day energized, motivated, and clear of mind? Taking a few minutes to start your day in a positive manner can make all the difference. And since you're listeners of this show, I know that that matters to you. So I want to recommend a great podcast called Wake Me Up, and it features mindfulness, meditation, and motivation perfectly blended to get your day going. You can even start the episodes right from bed. Once you get in the habit of listening to Wake Me Up every morning, I'm sure you're not going to want to stop. So go check out Wake Me Up today and join the thousands of people who are using it to have a better day every day. Once you're done with this episode, just search for Wake Me Up wherever you get your podcasts or follow the link in the description of this episode. I also want to tell you about my app. Now, if you haven't heard for some weird reason, I built an app. It's called Upward, and the idea is super simple. If you want to build a healthy habit like meditation or journaling and actually stick with it, then Upward is an app you should check out. Here's how it works. Pick the habit you want to build, request an accountability partner to work with, get matched by the app, and then work with that person for 21 days. You can support each other, celebrate your wins, share advice, and keep each other focused. Plus, it's 100% free. Now, the Upward app is available on Apple and, get this, Android. We are finally live in the Google Play Store. So whether you are on an iOS device or an Android app, just search Upward Habits or click the link in the description of this episode to download the app today. Seeing people shift away from the hustle mentality, that nonstop grind mindset, and toward one that focuses on taking time to rest and celebrate the wins that we have accomplished, it's been an incredible part of being in this space for so long. I've been creating content in the personal development industry for 6 years, and even before that, I've been a student of personal development since I was 13. It's been over 15 years since I've been aware of this space, and seeing that shift in action has been amazing. Taking the time to celebrate produces so much better outcomes than not doing it. But is it really the best option? Can we do better? Can we get more out of that celebration? When we celebrate our wins, it gives us the time to recognize what we accomplished and to feel a sense of pride for it. That is critical in building self-confidence and improving our general sense of self and our understanding of who we are and what it is we can contribute. But there are other values to celebrating. much more than just feeling a sense of pride. Celebration acts as a form of reinforcement. You see, when you're trying to build a habit or really build any sort of new behavior, you reward that behavior in order to reinforce it. If you want to see yourself do something again, or you want to see someone in your life do something again, you reward them for it. Do that enough times, and over time you build this strong connection between the thing and the reward. But when you celebrate a win, what can you really do with it? Reinforcing a win isn't something you can easily recreate. You don't always have control over whether or not you win again in the future. So celebrating it, while it's good, it is ultimately a good thing, it doesn't go as deep as it could. It doesn't give us as much value as it could. Winning at something, getting a particular outcome, is not a behavior that you can reinforce and produce repetition from. So what is it that we should do instead? Well, first of all, I'm not saying to stop celebrating your wins. I'm not saying that you should cut that out. It's not a bad thing. What I'm arguing is that we should start celebrating our effort just as much, if not more, than our wins. Because effort is a behavior. Effort is within our control. Effort is repeatable. A win isn't. A win is something that happens as a result of effort, luck, and a number of other factors. But there are factors that we can't control and therefore can't always repeat. We can put in the same amount of effort, and sometimes that will result in a win, sometimes it will result in a loss. So it's not something you can build a habit out of. But you can build a habit out of working hard. You can build a habit of trying your best and putting effort into something. And by celebrating your effort, regardless of outcome, not only do you get more opportunities to celebrate, which is, on the surface, a good thing in and of itself, you also get more opportunities to build pride, to build confidence, and ultimately, you reinforce something that you have control over. You allow yourself the opportunity to build a habit out of working hard for the things that you want. Celebrating your effort is the key. You gain more from celebrating your effort than you would from celebrating your wins. And that's where I think we need to focus. I think in all scenarios, if we can choose between doing something that can become a habit that we can control and repeat versus doing something that is outside of our control, we should always choose the thing that we can control to an extent. And in this scenario, where we can choose between reinforcing the fact that we won something or reinforcing the behavior that led to the win, I think it's always better to reinforce the behavior because ultimately that will lead to more wins in the long term. So that's all I've got for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with me and tuning in. Now that you're done with this episode, two things. One, go check out the Upward app. It's already helping so many people be more consistent with their habits. In fact, I just pulled up a stat yesterday looking at the data. Users of the app who request a partner to work with on their habits are 2.5 times more likely to complete their habits. It's already working and it's already helping people, and there are already 800 something people on there. So why not join us? It's available on both iOS and Android, and for right now, it's 100% free. So check it out. Search Upward Habits in whichever app store works for you, or click the link in the description of this episode. And before I go, now that you're done with this episode, check out my friend's podcast, Wake Me Up. It's a phenomenal show that is designed to help you get your day going. So if you're looking for a new habit to start your morning with, like as soon as you get up, make it putting on the Wake Me Up podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or click the link in the description of this episode. Thank you again. I've been Greg Clunas. And remember that mistakes are not final. Failure is a requirement and all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.